It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Several years ago, I ran across what is to me one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard. Maybe you are familiar with it, maybe not. I still want to pass it along. A fellow by the name of G.W. Rosenberry told it. He's dead now, but the story lives. Dr. Rosenberry was riding a train across the state to attend a conference. There were few people on the train, and he couldn't keep from noticing a young man who seemed very nervous. Everyone seemed to notice how restless and tense he was. He'd take a seat, sit for a moment, get up, and move. Finally, Dr. Rosenberry went over to where the young man was, sat down beside him, and spoke. "Do you have trouble, son? Is something bothering you? I would certainly like to be of help if I can." The young man looked at Dr. Rosenberry for a moment and then spoke. "Well, I don't mind telling you," he said. "Do you know where Springvale is?" Dr. Rosenberry answered, "Isn't it the next stop?" The young man spoke again. "Yes, sir. We'll be there in a few moments. That's my home. I lived there until 3 years ago. My mother and father live there still. But 3 years ago, I had a quarrel with my father. I told him he'd never see me again. I packed my bags and left. It's been hard during the past 3 years. Many times I've wanted to go back. I wrote Mother often. I wrote her last week and told her I'd be passing through. I told her I'd like to stop for a moment if it was all right with Daddy. I told her that if Daddy said it was all right for them to hang something white outside the house, and I could see it when the train passed. I told her not to do it unless Daddy agreed. She'd do it anyway, you know." Well, there was a period of quietness. The boy looked out the window. Then the terrain became familiar. The train was nearing the house where his parents lived. He spoke to Dr. Rosenberry excitedly. "Mister, would you look for me? It's the next house, just around this bend. I just can't look. If there isn't something white, I just can't look." Well, the train slowed for the curve and jerked a bit, stopping for the water tank. Nearly forgetting everything, Dr. Rosenberry just about shouted, "Look, son, look!" The little farmhouse was there amid the trees, but you could hardly see it for the white. The parents had taken everything white they could get their hands on and hung it out on the hillside. Every sheet, bedspread, towel, sock, handkerchief, everything white they could find was hung on that hillside. The boy became very nervous and pale. His fingers gripped the cheap suitcase. He was out of the car before it had completely stopped. The last the passengers saw of him, he was running up the hill to his home as fast as his feet would carry him. It's an ageless story. Remember how he told it? But while he was yet at a distance, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. The white sheets are still out, and so many need to come home.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.